Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Sharon Let's Live with Marlene Dillon, Empowerment Specialist. Wow, today was such a day that I almost accidentally didn't do my podcast, which would really suck because I have been doing this podcast daily since May, all of May, all of June, and I will do it all of July. I am so grateful for whatever just caused me to realize that I didn't do my podcast. And, yeah, I've been working on, if you heard yesterday's podcast, I was working on a video for it. I've been working on that today, like creating reels and, YouTube videos and that sort of thing. I'm going to start putting these, turning these into videos. So they will still be, of course, available here first. And then, I'll be creating, and creating videos for YouTube with the audio. So if you like prefer to use YouTube or whatever, you will be able to, experience the podcast over there. I think I have, we're on day 18. I think I have like up to day 10 or something like that. And maybe a couple others sprinkled in, over there on my YouTube channel, which has like 8 subscribers. Oh wait, I think I got one today. 9 subscribers. I never like used it consistently. So not a lot of subscribers, but you know, feel free because I do want to start using it more. Anywho, today I want to talk about communication, healing communication, in the sense of utilizing therapy. Because today, okay, so yesterday, I missed my therapy appointment. I deal with anxiety, and I went to bed late the night before because I was anxious about oversleeping. I know it's like anxiety doesn't make sense, but I was anxious about oversleeping for my therapy appointment, so I stayed up late because I couldn't talk myself into going to bed because I was too freaked out that I was gonna miss therapy. To the point where I stayed up so late that I eventually had no choice but go to sleep, which definitely guaranteed, because it was already daylight, which basically guaranteed that I wasn't going to make it to therapy. And of course I overslept, woke up 2 hours in, an hour and 51 minutes past the time that my therapy would have started, and was just like, shit. And I see my therapist twice a week, and, which probably can give you some kind of indication of the support that I need as I'm working through a lot of things and processing being neurodivergent while just dealing with life and blah blah blah. And since I have 2 sessions in a week, I was just like, no problem, I'll make it to the next one. I'm gonna go to bed early. Couldn't do it this time either. I was too anxious. Didn't make it to bed till late, but I got in bed a couple hours earlier, like around 4 a.m. It was after 5 because I remember seeing daylight. But anywho, I managed to wake up. I actually set alarms and everything and managed to wake up in time for my therapy session. I was so proud of myself and so ready, and even got up and then started working on my podcast videos and reels like for an hour before the session, because I was like hella tired, but I was just like, let me get out of bed before I fall asleep again. And then like right at the time to get on my Zoom call with my therapist, I looked at my phone and my therapist was saying that she was not feeling well and needed to cancel. So yeah, so I missed therapy this week. And I don't need to be missing therapy. But yeah, therapy is very supportive for me. I am a person who everyone can turn to and talk to. I am also a person who doesn't necessarily always feel that way. I guess I technically could if I, like, you know, made like an emergency phone call or something like that. And I'm sure that I have some friends that would definitely take my call. But most of my friends, we do not talk. We, like, you know, text here and there. Like, our lives are just super full, super busy, super crazy with the busyness of life and all the stuff that we deal with. So we kind of just, you know, shoot each other text messages throughout the day and that sort of thing. So I don't actually really talk to, you know, like, I don't decompress or whatever. I'm just going through life doing my thing. So my therapy sessions are very important to me, especially because I have such an amazing therapist who is really good at helping me see the parts that I'm not seeing. And she's really great about helping me see my strengths. Because one of the major things that I'm working on in therapy is dealing with confidence and, you know, and just like shifting to a place where of feeling more worthy, more deserving of all the good things because of my experience over my lifetime to date of not really being treated as if I was worthy and deserving and all that kind of stuff. And it was, you know, it really has an impact, which is the reason why I do the work that I do, because I realize how hard it is to live a awesome and functional and wonderful life when you deal with deep levels of you know, like, lack of confidence and unworthiness and such, and that you can, and how it's possible to know better but still not get your mind to be on board even though. And what I realize more and more as I do my own inner work, which is the reason why I share these things on the podcast, so that you can also do your own inner work, is that that it's possible to be holding, to be carrying multiple beliefs, and the ones that you got early on are a lot more solid than the ones you learn that are new. So it is possible to, like, learn something new that's, like, so the experience is so dynamic that you're forever changed. And it's also possible to learn something new and say, like, man, that is so powerful. Oh my goodness. I never saw it that way. That's amazing. And then continue to do the thing that is more natural for you, that does not, that you don't actually still agree with, just because you are wired that way. Because basically what happens with the brain is that every time we have an experience, it's like if you can imagine digging a trench or whatever, like if you were, I don't know, building an irrigation channel in a field or whatever, and you just, like, dig a path. Or if you drive through, you know, like if you've ever had to drive through snow or whatever, like, you know, the first person to drive through it is the person who has the roughest experience. But then, like, a lot of times if it's, like, you know, crazy conditions outside, you can, and I hope I'm not offending you about the word crazy, I don't mean it in any type of, like, mental issued derogatory way, it's just one of those words. But yeah, to you, that when you travel after somebody who's already made tracks, and then you follow into the tracks that they've left, like, you get a little easier trip, and the person after you, and the person after that, and the person after that, before you know it, you can actually see the ground underneath. And basically, like, the way that our mind works is every time we have an experience, or a belief, that when we have an experience that solidifies that belief, or that is an example of that belief, or proves that belief to be true, we make another It's another layer into that trench. So it's just getting deeper and deeper and deeper. So if you've had a belief that you developed in childhood and now you're 40, you've had, 30 plus years, if you don't want to count those first few, you've got 30 plus years of that belief being solidified. So it's a deep trench. So even though you have new information, the path isn't as it's not as defined. So it's very easy to slip over into the other path, like, and go back to what you are used to, even though you know better. So one of the great things about therapy is that a good therapist can help you, form those pathways, in the sense of, like, one of the things that my therapist does that I think is really awesome for me is that she reminds me of the things that I'm doing that I don't notice, the positive things that I'm doing. She reinforces for me, that I'm capable and that I'm doing the work and that I'm making progress and those kind of things. And I miss it because I'm so used to viewing myself through the eyes and the lens of other people, of how I've been viewed over my lifetime. So she's helping me develop those pathways and to create deeper grooves in the confidence path, rather than in the I'm unworthy, I'm undeserving path. So for your Let's Try July challenge today is to really think about, if you are already seeing a therapist, my challenge for you is to be intentional about your therapy. And maybe I'm premature in starting in with the challenge, but let me explain something. So one of the reasons why therapy works for me is because I'm very active in the therapy process. It's very easy, especially depending on certain types of the type of therapy that you have, to go into a therapist's office and just, there's like, so what's going on with you today? And then you're just like, oh, work, blah, 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 or kids, blah, 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 or partner, blah, 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 or life, blah, blah, blah. And you could do a whole therapy session off of something that maybe seems significant because, like, it was bothering you that day, but isn't going to move you forward. And you could be in therapy for the rest of your life. I personally don't do therapy that way anymore. I used to do therapy that way. And I would go through all these sessions. I would leave therapy and, feeling a little lighter, but then I'm just like, but am I getting anywhere? And I'm big on progress. So what I do is I go into my therapy sessions with a plan. Like, this is what I want. This is the outcome that I want. I go in with this is what I want to work on, because this is the outcome that I'm looking for. So for example, like, say I wanted to work on, like, issues between me and my mom, or say I have an issue with me and my mother don't get along or something like that. I'm not saying that's the case. I'm just saying that if that was the case, as it has been in the past, but but we good now. So if that was the situation, like, rather than walk into therapy and then the therapist is like, so what's going on with you today? And then I'm telling her, and I spend like 40 minutes talking about, the person who annoyed me at work that day, I stay on target and I come in with the intention, like, we're working on my mom today. We're working on my relationship with my mother today. Because if you don't do that, you can kind of, I don't want to say it's a waste of time because there's value in it. But if you have, like, something specific that is giving you pain, it's better to go into therapy with a plan than to just let it flow or whatever. Like, you can let it flow in the direction of whatever your topic is. And of course, if you don't, if you just like just overall feel kind of blah or whatever, and you don't really know what it is, yeah, by all means, go in without a plan. Just the fact that you showed up is awesome. If you are generally depressed and don't even really know what it is that's bothering you, yeah, go in without a plan. Showing up is showing up is the plan. However, if you have specific things that are causing you pain, specific things that you know you need to work through, don't show up to therapy with just, I'm here. Don't let the therapist guide the session. You guide the session. It's your therapy, you know, and you'll get more out of it. And it helps the therapist too, because the therapist gets to really like dig in and do their job if you give them more to work with. So my last few therapists have been very appreciative of the fact that I've shown up ready to work. Like, okay, so this is what I've been dealing with, and I would like to talk through this topic today. Like, most of my therapists, there was just one that I had to like kick to the curb, but most, all the rest of them have been very appreciative, because, you know, they are there to support us. So we help them support us by telling them what we need support in. So as much as it may feel like, you know, they're the expert, you know, they're in charge, it is your therapy and they are there to support you. So when you show up to therapy, show up with a plan, not like where, you know, like where you have to go like in detail of what it is that you want to do, but just showing up like, I've been feeling blank about blank. I'd like to talk about that today. It doesn't have to be any more detailed than that. You know, like I've been feeling depressed when I get up to go to work. I'd like to talk about that. That is plenty to get a good conversation going in the therapy office, you know? And if you've been on the fence about, like if you feel like you're dealing with some things and you don't know how to process it, maybe your next step is to start looking into therapy options, because not all therapy is lay on the couch and, you know, and talk to a therapist. I've never laid on a couch in a therapist's office. I've sat on a few couches or in a chair, but I've never like laid out on a couch to talk to a therapist. But there are different types of therapy, and not all therapists are, not all forms of therapy are about like digging into your past and making you talk about what happened when you were three and, you know, but that stuff is important, but not all therapy is about the past. Some therapy is solutions focused and it's really, they're focusing on what's going on right now. And then if they have to look back to see like, okay, well, where did this come from? Then they'll address it. But most of the therapy session is about right now. So, you know, maybe your work is to look into different types of therapy to see if there's something else that would work better for you. There are so many different types now. There's like EDMR, which I have heard a lot of people have dealt with like major trauma. And, you know, I have seen a lot of healing through that form. I have not done it, but the way I hear people talk about it, I feel like I'm missing out. But yeah, there are a lot of different, there are a lot of different forms of therapy, and you never, and there's like a cognitive behavioral therapy, which is more of, a kind of solutions focus where they're addressing what's going on right now. And it might be, it might include like giving you actual activities to do on a progressive scale. Like say you have like a, I don't know, a fear of planes or whatever, that the goal of the therapy is to get you to the point where you're not afraid of planes anymore, because you have been gradually introduced to learning about planes or to visiting an airport or to like, and it's just like a step up until you're able to do that thing. And I don't think it's always about fear, but that's just an example. But anyway, point is, if you know that you need to see somebody. If you know that you've been thinking about, I've been dealing with this heaviness for a long time, and it's time, it's past time to start working on that. If you have been struggling with some issues, maybe it's some stuff from your past, like maybe it's a certain person that you just can't, like just the thought of them like sends you into a panic. Like, let's try addressing these issues in therapy. Let's try looking into what kind of therapy is available so that we can see if there's a different kind of therapy that will work for us. Let's try being open-minded about the possibility that therapy could be helpful, and that there is a type of therapy and a type of therapist out there for us. Let's try looking up therapists in our area, or, you know, or through a system like BetterHelp or whatever it's called, that where, you know, or if you are financially challenged right now, as I am, that to look into therapy options for self-pay and sliding scale, because there are options out there. Like, I personally see a therapist like twice a week and I don't pay for it. And it's not coming through my insurance. So there are options that you may not even know about. And I didn't know about it until I asked. I called a therapist that someone referred me to. And I was just like, I know I can't afford you, but do you all have any options for people who can't afford you? And she gave me this place that I've been using for years. So, so let's try. Let's try addressing our mental health. All right. This is Marlene Dillon, Empowerment Specialist. Have an amazing whatever time of day it is for you. Blessings. To learn more about me, Marlene Dillon, Empowerment Specialist, please visit mdillondesigns.com. There you can find more podcast episodes, you can read my inspirational blog, you can check out my online store of personalized gifts featuring the characters from my empowering children's book, I'm Proud to Be Natural Me. You can find parenting resources, including my online communication course, Healing Our Families, Healing the Parent-Child Relationship. Please follow and share if you found this podcast inspiring. Thank you, and have an amazing day.